Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am so happy to be here with all of you. Mondays take on a whole new dimension for me as a result of this show.
It actually makes them good.
Yeah, I can't wait. And Mondays, you know, by tradition, kind of really.
You say a lot of bad things, but they wouldn't be censored.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I'm Deborah Lee, for those of you who are brand new. I have Jim next to me. He's our co-host.
I am.
Also, he doubles as our IT techie guy when we need him. To my left, I have Veronica, the invisible host, who loves to take care of the records. She's the one that's jotting down notes about your reading so that she can reflect back on them when you call us again.
Right.
And she also helps with ideas, options, suggestions as we do your card reading.
And
I'm getting to that. First, I want to mention, if I seem like I'm speaking a little strangely, I've had some extensive dental, you know, surgery done, and I'm still learning how to cope with that. So bear with me. I've not been drinking.
We would like to be, though.
I don't know. On a Monday, ooh, it almost sounds painful. We had an occurrence here before we went on the air. My grandmother, who taught me this method using ordinary playing cards, and I'm holding them up for our Facebook Live watchers. If you want to watch us live, please go to the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook and voila, there we are. My grandmother always said, if a card ever falls to the floor under its own power, it means that it's coming to the door, which means it has high significance for that particular time as we are right now preparing to conduct readings. Veronica's going to read that card, and then I want to say a little something about it.
Well, the angel card today, we're going to call it our angel card today. Archangel Camul, peace comes from remembering that only love is real.
Okay. Now, I love this, especially because all day today I've been thinking about the many emails and reading requests that I've been receiving where people have been saying during this quarantine they're feeling unloved, they're feeling victimized because, you know, the circumstances.
Because of everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. They feel so out of their element where it seems that they are adrift, like on a raft to nowhere on a big sea. Because think of it, life is not normal anymore. Well, the one thought that came to me that I wanted to share when Veronica read this is that it has always been my belief that love is a strength and never a weakness. There are so many of those I hear from who say to me, oh, Deborah, I feel like such a fool. I went and spilled my guts and told him how I felt, and I'm so embarrassed, or it'll be from a guy, and usually there'll be a few cuss words in there. You know, boy, am I a dumb aunt for having told her all I felt, only to find out from her, you know, I've just been somebody to go to the movies with or out to dinner, but she's got no real feelings for me. And I need people to understand, love is never wrong.
Right.
Love is what is basically the air that we breathe, if you think about it. Without love, I don't know what kind of world we'd have.
Right.
But to look at it as a strength is what is so important. And now, with us getting this confirmation regarding peace, a lot of times people will say, but where is my love? I don't have one. I'm lonely. I'm, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I say to them, you have to let it come to you in its own best way and time.
Right.
Sure, you can run out, go down the club or, you know, the beach, whatever. You can grab somebody. But is that really going to be love?
Right.
No, it's not. It's going to be a desperate act to not have to feel lonely.
Right.
So I feel that these angel cards were letting us know that we have an intention set for the show tonight.
Yes.
And that is going to be, what to say again about...
Oh, yeah. Peace comes from remembering that love only is real.
And I couldn't agree with that more. So, with that said, what are we looking at? Do we...
I haven't heard the number.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That number is...
We got to do that early.
646-595-4274.
All righty.
All right, right now would be a good time to call in because the lines are empty, but we have an email reading.
Okay.
And we'll start off with that. And this is Andrea, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
She would like to know if the man she's interested in has permanently put her in the friend zone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know that. The F word. And it's not the one they bleep on TV.
No, and you know, it's ironic.
The other F word.
It's really ironic as I go into this reading that we think the friend zone is a bad place to be, or it's negative, or it's a nothing.
Yes, it is very negative when they're looking for the L word.
But what are they? I think they're looking for the passion, the thrill,
right.
The, you know, getting a particular itch scratch.
Well, they're looking for a lot of different things that doesn't
right.
come with the F word.
Right, yeah.
Friend.
And you know,
come on.
Here's the thing. Friendship is the best foundation there
is
for marriage,
yeah.
For any long-term lasting relationship. So I am going to now lay out Andrea's cards. I use a full 24-card layout in case anybody wants to know. And these two folks that I'm sitting with, they're going to chat with you.
Mm-hmm.
So we aren't just sitting listening to dead air.
Yeah, we're not chatting live, though, so we're just kind of talking
yeah.
about that subject. We can't expect any feedback unless there's some kind of miracle thing going on.
Right.
So in New York, too, we don't know where in New York. New York City or there's rural
Albany.
Areas in New York. And that can change the dynamics of your social patterns and behaviors,
mm-hmm.
too.
True.
Because there's some places in New York that are pretty tiny, and then obviously you got the big example of the big city, the
right.
example, where you can the city that never sleeps, and mm-hmm. they don't lie about that. So.
But I heard they opened up.
Oh yeah, as far as the COVID stuff, they're coming along. They were pretty desperate.
They were
in dire straits there for a while,
closed
obviously.
For a while. So that I think helped.
It does. So we'll see, because the cards are about laid down.
And, you know, the thing is, the cards are really focused on matters of the heart,
mm-hmm.
very much so. Not to say that we can't do readings on your job, your family, your work environment, your friends, your neighbors, you know.
There are no bounds. There are no bounds.
There are none. Even right. we can find out what's wrong with your pet.
Right.
Not so much medically as maybe...
Could be behaviorally or
yeah.
Emotionally.
Hey, mine, we did mine, and my cat is now like my best friend. It's sad, but also good.
For Andrea, I want to tell her this. I want you to know that this change, I guess you could say, that has happened mm-hmm. is not about you, but it's about him. I think that you should leave them be. Because what the cards are illustrating to me is that this is somebody that has to go through some changes, especially emotionally and psychologically. They're not in a place ready for that kind of meaningful connection that we're talking about. This is somebody basically kind of looking for a cheap thrill.
Well, and interesting, when you break down her question, she goes, if the man she's interested in has permanently put her in the friend zone. So obviously he must have said something about the friend word already, right?
Right.
And she's wondering if that's forever or he means like...
No, I would say until he
pump the brakes.
Matures, grows up a little bit, realizes that what they had was way more special than what he's trying to chase, you know, out there in the, wild city.
Right.
So you think that he is still looking because he's thinking that there could be something better.
Well, yeah.
Right?
Yes, and that's he's not in quite that level.
Place.
Yeah, that she's at. But I would suggest, wouldn't you, Andrea, be friends with him. You know, don't just
do not let just kid him calling in the middle of the night. And have it be that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a little bit more, I'm going to make sure that there's boundaries.
Right. But still say, hey,
so-and-so.
Joe, Bob, mm-hmm. how are you doing? And I would say act like nothing's wrong. Because that leaves the door nicely open for the future.
Yeah, two choices is to remain friends at least for now or forever, or you can close the door.
Right.
If you close the door, usually they don't reopen again.
Hey, right. You never know.
Well, you're right.
They typically don't, but the odds are not. When you shut the door, you just threw the odds out there that it's not looking good for you now.
Right.
I agree. So that is what I would say to her. Give this time. Don't just sit and wait.
Right.
For things to change. I would say get out there, enjoy your life, live your life.
Right. Now that the places have become more open.
Right.
Put it out there that you understand. You don't understand. You, letting it be.
Right. And if he were
keep on going.
To see her with another guy.
You never know.
Even if the guy was legitimately just a friend. A lot of times.
It could be a relative and he doesn't know it.
Right.
Exactly.
A lot of times that can trigger a reaction.
That can reactivate something that might have been there that he's kind of pushing away.
Right.
But you never know.
Very good. All right. Phone number, please.
Yes.
Angel card for Andrea. I don't know why I can't remember.
I don't know why either.
Well,
I never can remember.
I was the only one for change. Usually I don't remember anything.
Okay, look at this. Overcoming difficulties. The worst is now behind you. You are surmounting any previous challenges. And that might not be her. That might be his issue.
I think it is his issue.
It sounds like it would be based on...
Well, hello!
Yeah.
Based on what she said, that would be him.
Yeah, I agree.
He's the one that has some things to get
through. Some of the things to work on, exactly.
Right, okay. Now
I'm going to say that's his card there.
And that number is?
Yes, 646. 595-4274.
All right, lines are still open, but we got some emails. Yeah, and now let's go to another continent. We have Lillian in the United Kingdom.
Ooh, hi, Lillian.
This actually is, I think you're going to like this reading based on where we're at today. How do I meet a soulmate now with all this social distancing? Hey, current events. We like that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And it had to come from another continent, even. But that's cool. They're our friends.
You know, one thing I've learned in all these years is that people, I don't care where they come from, we are all the same.
We are all the same. That's
love is love.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that word. That's
what'd you
word.
Say?
The word. That's
love,
what's crazy.
Yeah. You know, we come from different cultures, different ways of life. You know, we use different languages, but it all boils down to the fact that we share so much in common as human beings.
Yeah, I mean, our brains are the same. You know, we may have different upbringings and stuff, but we all have the same wants and needs, typically.
We do.
Our desires, our goals. Big picture goals, not stupid little superficial things. And
Okay, so, well, first of all, we got to take this to a spiritual level here, Lillian, because I am seeing here that in your heart of hearts, we'll say, you are focused on a sense of doom. Like, we are all quarantined, but, and I make that a pretty big but because, you know, what is ordained by the higher power, whether you think of this as God,
mm-hmm.
or you think of this as spirit, you can think of this as the universe. What is meant for us comes, like I was saying earlier, in its own way and time. So you may think that your options are pretty limited, but we're going to give you some examples. Let's say you, perhaps you have a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and you'd like to take your dog out for a walk. That would put somebody in a position of serendipity for your life that happens to be maybe out walking his dog.
Right.
Or
their dog. Sure. We don't really know for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many ways that it can come to you.
Right.
Just even on the internet, you know, there's an awful lot of places where people interact. And I'm not just saying dating sites because,
oh, yeah.
personally, my opinion is getting very low on them. So many scammers and so little time.
There's always people that ruin everything. You know?
They do.
Yep, ruin it all.
They take the fun out of it.
They do. And then they make you get scared and assume the worst on even good people.
And the
right.
thing about love is you don't hunt it down like it's a deer,
right.
you know, or a bear.
What?
I want you to know that if you can please elevate your vibration
yeah.
instead of thinking, I can't find love this way or that someone special is never going to find me. Instead, think of your arms as opening, opening to possibility and the potential that lies in front of you. If you're a religiously inclined person, you might think and want to think, God wouldn't take me this far and leave me.
Right. Prayer.
And if it's something more metaphysical, use the law of attraction. It's easier to use than you might think.
Right.
And I do believe completely that we make our own reality happen. So what I would do in a situation like you are in, Lillian, and this goes for everybody, I would be thinking, when that time comes, I am so ready. I can't wait for that individual to walk into my life and daydream about it, you know? Act as if it is already happening and then watch and see how surprising it will be for you.
Your angel card. You're going to love this.
Am I?
I hope that she's listening or at least will watch the replay. Compassion. Soften your heart with respect to the situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
So, look at that. I think it really, it jives.
Come on. So, that to me, that's exactly what Deb is saying. We were saying also you can create this vision board. I know if this has been said over and over again. If you want something, you put it down. If you want to place an order for a special dress, you want a brand new rug, you want anything, you put down your hopes and dreams for this item. So why not put that down for whom you want as a partner?
Oh, I agree.
So write it down. I mean, even if it's astronomical, I want him to like the color blue, or I want them to have this color hair. If you want a, you know, your blonde haired, blue eyed, whomever, put it down, write it down and say, this is what I want and this is what I'm going to get.
And it's amazing how that works.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope that helps for Lillian. At least,
yes, me too.
At least it's a start. Okay. Yes.
Okay. That number is 646-595-4274.
All righty. We have a phone call.
Oh,
wonderful.
We have a caller, area code 916, which is the Golden State, California, area code 916.
Hello there, California. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please? Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Uh-oh.
Well, might be a minute of maybe you had to put the phone down and chase the kid or something, because you hear noises. We hear noises.
We hear you, but
movements.
We don't.
We hear life.
Hi, California. Are you with us?
Reverend Combs, might want to make sure your radio is turned off. If it is, speakerphone, not a good thing. Check your surroundings.
And
if you're in a bad part of your house, and we got notification that that caller has dropped.
Oh, well.
They said bye-bye. Maybe they
hopefully
had
they'll try
Hopefully
again.
It was not an emergency.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Hopefully everything is okay. Oh, wait. What was that? The computer.
All right. What have we got
well,
now?
Well, I'm going to double-check. Read that number again.
The number is 646-595-4274.
Because I had a couple inquiries on Facebook Live, and they'll sometimes they'll ask a question, but then they leave.
Oh.
So that's what I'm trying to confirm. But we can just roll with it, right? Let's roll with it. Lee. We have Lee. Lee says, my wife passed last year after 20 years of marriage. Will I have another love?
Oh, well,
I figured that Lee would want to.
Yes, Lee.
And hopefully Lee's not there. He will come back and watch the movie.
Our hearts go out to you, honey. We do, they do. I lost my husband 2 years ago. Veronica has suffered some losses in her family. Excuse me. And Jim here was very well acquainted with my husband, Daryl. And so it's been a rough path for us too.
Yeah, it never ends. It just you get used to the loss. It just kind of sucks.
And how long has it been for Lee?
A year.
A year.
Okay.
Well, obviously, exactly. Last year, so.
Okay.
How are we spelling Lee?
L-E-E.
Okay. Just put the one out there.
Okay. Now, bear in mind, Lee, as so many others out there who are listening, that are undergoing and coping with the grief process, remember that others may judge you for it when you are able to move on. Because to them, I don't know if you need to stay single forever, if you need to, wait a prescribed number of years, like 5 or something
right.
like that. It's all a very individual process.
True.
Yeah, I mean, there's no book out there.
Exactly.
There's no book of healing for loss of the loved one.
It all takes time.
Unfortunately, it'd be great if there was, but there's no way.
Yeah, and you know, I do believe that our loved ones who have passed wouldn't want us to sit and be alone.
Yeah, it's a different, there's nothing they can do anymore, so they wouldn't want that.
Right.
You know?
Well, yes, Lee, I do feel that there will be new love for you, but it's coming again. I think this is our message today, that everything has to come in its own way and time.
Isn't that the truth
it
in
is,
general?
Because this cannot be a rushed process. See, you are beginning to get ready, Lee, but there is still more, you know, traveling for you along your path. I would say involve yourself in clubs and other interests that you would be able to meet other people. Solitude is really not a good way for, you know, man cannot live by being alone.
Beer alone or bread alone?
Well, bread, but I said be alone.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But yeah, you don't want to rush into it because I see that you could make a few false starts. That could leave you feeling bitter.
Ooh, football reference, too.
What?
Okay.
False start?
Yep, that's 5-yard penalty.
Oh, is it? Well, you don't want that. You want to make sure that you wait until something really fits.
Right.
And seems right.
Our thing that we say a lot is you have to make sure that the person that is out there is fully cooked.
Yeah.
And I think that it... This is the same. Well, we don't need to be eating them, obviously. But
so
when your cake is fully ready, you want to take it out of the oven at that perfect time. You don't say, well, I want it now, and I'm going to take it out now, and it's still gooey in the center. So sometimes when people you're not meeting someone right away or
right.
what have you, it means that your person is just not ready yet.
Right,
and
they they're in the process of getting ready for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
And it can take people... You know, and a tremendous amount of time sometimes.
No, there's no book. Like I said, there's no tape measure says this is the exact time that you shall heal.
Right. So when you want something and you want it now, that doesn't mean that you're going to get it.
All you can do is wake up and deal with the day that you just woke up into.
I would advise that Lee takes time,
yeah,
connects with friends,
sure,
finds things to do within your community.
He's got to do what he's got to do to cope.
Yeah,
right.
He'd be able to figure it out on his own. Right?
And,
I have to. That's
and
your own
little
journey.
By little, you'll find yourself rejoining the human race. And then when you least expect it, watch and see, there will be that number one in front of you.
Right.
It's always, life's always like this.
It really is.
Yeah.
They always, life loves surprises.
It does.
Not always good, but there's always surprises.
Okay. And angel card.
Your angel card is Archangel Ariel. Prosperity. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
They're just flowing today. I don't know what it is.
That's cool. And
yeah. Very nice.
What would that number be if someone would want to call into the show?
That number, if someone would like to call in, is 646-595-4274.
Which is interesting because we have such a person online right now, back with us, area code 916 from California, 916.
Hi there, hon. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
No, my name's Lee, but I'm a woman married to another woman who passed.
Oh, okay.
About 14 months
ago.
Welcome
to the show.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller? Is this
yes.
the Lee that just... Ah, see, I was
I'm not sure.
I
don't know. I don't know. My first name's Deanna, and lost my spouse about 14 months ago now, and we were together about 20 years.
We are so sorry to hear that.
Our hearts go out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't say that lately.
I've been on I'm a spiritual person as well. And, I just don't know if that's something that's going to be in my life. I'm older now. It's hard and I'm scared and not like life's over for me too. I mean, that's how it feels when you're grieving. And I just wonder if that's ever going to be a part of my life again.
To have that
if
kind of
any,
love.
Yes, that kind of soul mate love. And, I'm still grieving, so I'm not ready. But I'd like to think that life, there is still life to look forward to because it doesn't feel like that right now.
It's very hard. And I can so relate to everything you're saying. I had trouble even getting out of bed, even though a year had passed.
Yes.
There was
just
so much around me that made me miss that man so much.
Well,
so,
and nothing in life seems right, anymore. Nothing. And
right.
So this is just one part of that, but I would like to have a sense of the possibility, if you see anything, if you're getting anything.
I certainly will. And I am so happy
you've
called. A lot of times, and I was like this, we get very isolated, we become reclusive, and it's like our friends or social contacts, they don't know how to treat us.
It's interesting that this is the second reading that we've done on that very same topic tonight.
Exact topic. So,
I mean, misery loves company, and that's a horrible thing to say, but what it means is that so many people are affected by this.
Exactly.
But there still is no norm because humans different on how you deal with this.
Well,
it seems that
you
a lot
are
of
right.
us are going to be dealing with this now. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
I have a mother that's been trapped in assisted living now for 3 months. And if she were to take a downward, spiral, we can't even go see her.
Yeah.
To be able cross over
comfort.
Or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for
you. You
still
okay. Thank you.
You still have a way. Yeah, you have a ways to go.
Yes.
have you been either reading or watching things like, say, movies and TV shows that help you purge some of your grief?
Yeah.
What have you been doing to maybe help with that at all, or to learn more about it?
Well, I really spend a lot of time in meditation. I spend a lot of time just trying to be very present with how I feel and allowing the feelings to move through me and try not to get stuck in them and, you know, just be present the best of my ability every single day. And I meditate. I also have a deep connection and, you know, do this kind of for other people, what you're doing. And, you know, it's very hard to do that for ourselves. It seems like a gift that needs to be shared that's not meant for, you know, personal use. Of course, I have intuition, but I don't even have that right now. In this grieving process, I've even kind of lost it.
Yeah, it's as if you're walking around with a veil in front of you, you know, and I can certainly relate to everything that you're saying. Now, I did watch a show that is out there called Afterlife by Ricky Gervais.
Oh, really?
It's from the UK. It has some humorous aspects to it, but this man was grieving the loss of his partner so deeply. I'll tell you, I cried through all the episodes of that show.
Yeah, you're making a connection.
Oh, I really connected with it. Other people will say, you know, one thing you need to do is get out there and start dating. That is not the one thing to do.
Well, even if somebody's actually been through the exact same thing, they're not you. That's
right.
Not the exact same thing. They can only tell you what they think worked for them.
I really feel like I require in my life now, because I've done so much spiritual work myself over many, many years, that what I require is, truly a good fit, not just a person, you know, not just another body, but that true connection.
Right. A soulmate.
Yeah, but the fact that she's been doing that helps. She's ahead of the game on a lot of other people that are going through grief that haven't even done that, so they're...
Well, one thing you need
really
to know
bad.
Is your partner is so close to you. Even though she has passed on, she's still very, very much with you. And
I feel her very much, yeah.
Well, good, and I hope you try to communicate.
Yeah, and
her.
Eventually, hopefully, that
well,
takes
I,
that's more.
I'm just going to kick her butt right now, so, you know.
Well, that probably is gonna
she should be here so I can, you know, yell at her, you know, so we can still argue even though she's passed, you know. But.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know, and I have to tell you, in my own journey with this, for such a long time, I was so angry with God. Oh, I couldn't really do my work.
Yes.
I just want to shake my fist at and say, what are you doing this to me for? You know?
And I don't understand.
Well,
we don't understand. We can't comprehend it.
I am perceiving that during the summer, and I don't think it's right, like, say, too immediate, but it's coming. You're going to be invited, or you're going to decide to attend. It appears to be some sort of gathering, like maybe a social event. And this is going to cause a big shift in your grief for you because you are going to get out there and realize. And it's such a big moment when you realize how much we still have to be grateful for.
Right.
And I feel this will come to you in a big rush. You're going to be introduced to someone who is going to start out first as a very lovely friend for you. And as time passes, I feel that it will go to different levels. And it will culminate in love. And your... What was her name, if I may ask?
Her name. Cassie, my wife who passed, Cassandra.
Yes. Well, she is
Cassandra. Oh, that's nice.
I am seeing her dancing around the two of you. Like, oh, I'm so glad. Not only does she have a wonderful friend, but a wonderful future ahead.
I love that.
Ooh. I do, too. I do, too. And watch now.
I get invited to go out to do readings, you know, share my gifts with others often, and I haven't been at all this year because I've been grieving so much that I, you know, I don't want to bring that kind of energy. And
The time is coming where you're going to back out.
Yeah.
And and I had these folks who really encouraged me and would say, just do one today or
do two.
There's
a lot of deja vu here.
Right.
She went through the exact same thing.
And finally,
okay.
I knew that Daryl would not want me to just sit and
wither
away.
Just like pull the shades down in her room all day.
When I feel her energy, she's so happy. And I want her. I want that for her. So, you know, because I love her, of course, I want that. But for me, it's, you know, hard because my whole life has been devastated and my heart, of course, is broken. So
I know she wants
that for me, but I'm still in time and in a body. And so we're having different experiences, you know, I mean.
Right.
Yeah, we grieve for ourselves.
Oh, right now, take it one day at a time. Don't expect too much of yourself. I try to do at least one thing, and Jim, you can testify to that. I try to do one thing that is going to be an accomplishment for the day.
Don't make the goal unachievable.
No, because the grief comes in waves.
You have no control over it.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You got to sit and deal with it.
I mean, sometimes, when I lost I was very, very, very close with my uncle, and he died suddenly. I hid all of his things because finding his things sent me into a huge crying fit, and I hid everything. I don't know if that's something that or whatever, but that really helped. And then a little bit by a little bit, I was able to find something, and I wouldn't be a huge puddle. It gave me like full of light, and I put the thing up on a shelf. And then the next time I came across something, it gave me another sense of a good peace that I was feeling. And that really helped me.
Well,
and now I can talk about him without tears.
Yeah, for you, please, would you call us again?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Stranger.
And
I would love to.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you. I would like to do that. That would be okay.
Please do. We are here to
okay.
help you,
every
and
week.
We can give you more insight, and it gives you something to look forward to.
And I'm going to give you...
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Usually we only give one because we don't have enough time to give you all of them. But here's two right next to each other. They were actually stuck to each other.
Well, then it was
meant
to be.
Exactly. So here's one that I thought was very good. It's Beloved One, Archangel Camul. I am helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship.
Wonderful.
Gentleness is the next one.
Right.
Be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
I love it. I love it.
On track as always. All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Good luck to you.
Yes.
And keep your chin
thank
up.
You.
It's just, every day is a struggle, but it's going to work out.
Yes. Deanna, I hope you talk to
you
once again.
And us again, we'll be here.
Please, yes, do.
Okay, I will do. I will.
Take
thank you so much. Take
care. You're so welcome.
Yeah, Ben, our hearts go out to you. We sympathize and our condolences,
you.
And they are heartfelt.
Yeah.
I can feel
all
that.
Right.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Bye
bye.
All right.
Whew. Okay, that never is, as I'm sucking up my tears here. 646-595-4274.
Apparently the callers have decided now is that time to call in. So we have Aaron online, area code 850, which is down in Florida, 850.
No.
Yeah, it really is an unbelievable sight, isn't it? ABC Action News reporter Ryan Ray caught up with the brave hiker who captured this big guy.
Hello. Welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
I think you might know.
I think that 850 was a negative, so we'll see that we're probably going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Wait. Yeah, next caller is going to be, area code 917.
And that is?
In the great state of New York. 917, you are up.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
Hello, 917. If you're on mute, please unmute.
Hello? They want to speak. Can you hear it?
Sometimes, like I say, they forget they're on mute, and that's
true.
You're on mute. When you're, you know how it is when you're hold, you're on hold forever. And you, oh my God, I'm up, and you start talking. It's like, oh, I got mute on.
Or you have speakerphone and you've walked away from the phone. We're here. Are you here?
No.
I got some other crazy stuff going on.
Oh. I caught my pen with my breasticles.
Well, I'm so happy to know that.
I know you're very happy.
What's that phone number? Oh, wait a minute. We hear some more noises?
No.
Okay, roger that. Okay, let's read that phone number again, because
yes,
they will straighten our technical problems up.
The number is 646-595-4274.
Okay, well, I've got a person on Facebook Live ready to give me a reading. And let me see if he's already typed.
Give him
Joe,
a reading.
Joe. He's looking for advice on my ex. She wants to go away for the weekend, and I think she has seen some. She's seen someone. Help, please.
Okay.
Your ex?
Joe, yeah. This is what it is. Now, they are going to probably give you some more feedback, but let's just go with that. This is what he asked a while ago. Looking for advice on my ex.
Okay.
She wants to go away for the weekend, and I think she has seen. He did left it blank, but obviously someone. Some help, please.
Okay. Okay. I'm putting those cards out now.
Yep, and Joe just was talking to me, so probably 30 seconds delay. We'll probably get some feedback as you're putting the cards down. So, so we'll see. He was very interested in
so
the reading,
maybe, like,
phone number and whatnot. He may have been him that tried to call in, because he was very interested.
So heading out of town, the ex is heading out of town, and he fears that they are seeing someone.
Jack wants to go out of town, and he wants to know if she's seeing someone.
Got it.
That's pretty much the bottom line. Got no further details at this point, but I will let you know when I get them. All right, Deb, what do you see?
Well, my perception is that, first of all, it's highly likely this trip will get canceled.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
maybe that's good.
Yeah. I mean, we often all make plans that seem like they are solid, and then something will come up. But personally, I am not seeing anybody regarding the ex that is of importance in terms of a relationship.
Okay.
The other thing is I would question why this is such a burning issue when this is an ex.
Which all three of us automatically thought about that, too.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, apparently your feelings are still very much
I'm thinking the ex was one person's decision to be an ex and not his, is what I'm guessing.
The feelings are in the raw. They're still fresh.
Which is very common. We see it a lot, right?
And if there is, in your mind, what's the first name? Joe?
Yes, Joe.
Joe, you have it in mind that you would like to restart, rekindle this relationship, I'm going to advise you right now, don't put the pressure on here. Don't act, jealous or, you know how guys feel. Don't act demanding about.
Well, basically jealous is the biggest
right,
one.
Jealous.
Yeah.
If somebody,
if another
person has told you they're your ex, and you start getting all crazy, then they're going to even want to push you further away. Yep.
Possessive, yeah.
Too possessive.
So I really think the best thing to do is to just sort of roll with the punches here.
Let it be.
Stand off to the side. And just not interact unless unless you have spoken to.
Right, and the more emotion you show right now, that is like jealousy.
Drive the wedge.
Yeah, it's going to.
Yep, drive the wedge in. That gap's going to get so big that you'll never come back together.
as unbelievably crazy as it may seem, tell your ex to have a great time on the weekend.
Right. Yep. And don't be ugly or judgy about it. I don't know if that... Try to genuinely say, have a good time.
Right, have a good time.
You know, be careful.
Let me know how it goes
when
you get back. Blah, blah, blah. Be neutral.
Wear your mask.
Be chill.
I don't know. I'm just saying...
Wear your mask.
I hate to say it, but you don't ever want to wish ill on your person that you... Whether
no,
you still
can,
care about them or not.
Yeah, you're usually going
to
ricochet back.
And bite you in the butt.
If you genuinely say, hey, have a good time. I mean, with what Deb is saying, and she may not
this might not even be something that's going to be a big deal. It might just be what it is.
And what in your hand have to say about that?
Oh, yes, angel card.
Well, it says, you know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
Based on what Deborah,
Deborah
said.
Saying,
maybe
so,
not what he initially was thinking when he called. When he, exactly.
Just try to, what is it, let sleeping dogs lie?
Yeah.
I hate to have a cliche, but I just feel like.
The show is cliche on the show.
It is.
Deborah
saying that this trip is probably not going to happen, and if it does end up moving forward, it's not that big a deal. It's not anything
that's
going to be a big
for all
thing.
Of us, if you put your faith.
Yeah.
Into what the future will bring, whether it's the two of you back together, somebody new in your life, you know, et cetera. It's amazing how you feel more in command of what's happening to you emotionally.
Right.
Okay. And if you think about it, isn't faith what it's all about?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I agree. All right, let's move along.
I like it. That number is 606-595-4274.
And you actually do have a caller, and it's probably not a coincidence. It is 917 once again, which is in New York. 917, batter up.
Hey, Scotty guys. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi. We're good. Who is this again?
Kim? This is Terry.
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 Well, hey, good to hear from you.
Great. Nice hearing from you as well.
Well, how is your day, your week, you know, everything going?
Your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everything is actually getting better. I mean, it's been some small setbacks, but I'm trying to work through it. I'm getting better. Nothing
okay,
major.
Great.
Yes.
Life, little speed bumps, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Speed bumps are
for
Deb. Yes.
Good.
So my
and
question,
your question?
Oh, okay. My question is in regards to a career change. I'm going to be going back to school, I believe, either, if not September, definitely in January.
All right.
So
very good.
Yeah. So it's my current job that I have. I'm looking to leave from there soon.
You're looking to leave your current job?
Mm-hmm. Well, I get a new job.
Okay.
Yes, I need to start getting the resume together.
Terry, you have called before, right?
Yes, I have a few months ago.
Yes.
I mean, a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago.
Yeah, the voice is very familiar.
I know who you are. I'd have to go through my past book.
A very distinct voice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's see. So you're needing to get your stuff together.
She wants to go back to school, but she's also looking at getting a resume together, get a new job.
Okay.
Yes.
But her question was about the going back to school, correct?
Right, yes.
Yes,
I think
I have to. Yes.
Okay.
Those are all positive things.
So will you be going back to school in September to January? Is that what you're asking?
Or January.
Or either January. Would it be? Yeah, you know, that would be a good question. So should I start in September or do you see me starting in January? I think I'm going to January. Yeah, I'm thinking January.
Two for one.
All righty, I'm laying out your cards.
Deborah's on it. The cards are going down.
Yeah.
Stand
okay.
By.
No,
it's actually pretty cool. Those are like, you have like two in one questions, but they're very positive questions. You're trying to affect change to better your life, which
I
is
like
really
that.
Awesome. We like that. You know, you're not sitting back on your heels, what the cards are going to be dealt to you. You're trying to go out there and be proactive. That's awesome.
Yeah, yes.
Now, how immediate, Terry, is the need to change your job? How immediate is that?
Because, you know, certain people there that are just kind of, you know, you have those one or two oddballs that stand out on the job. But, but it's time to go. I've been here for about 3 years. I don't want to make it to a 4-year job, but I want to start looking and get out.
Okay. Like to land a job and then perhaps go to college then or school then?
Definitely school is already there. That's definitely in the plan.
Well, then what I'm seeing here for you, and the reason I've been asking, is because your cards are showing like question marks.
Shift.
What is the biggest priority and how to go about it is what I'm seeing. My perception is that the best thing that you might consider doing is get a new job first, say by September, and then you would be glorious going to school in January.
Yeah, kind of matches
like
up with
you,
kind of the little time frame going out there.
It helps. It, what I'm hearing is don't put the horse ahead of the carriage, you know.
All right.
Rather, no, put the, how do you,
we hate it when the cart goes before the horse.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, that's it. I'm sorry.
That was a job that always does that, and it always fails.
So that is what I January gives you a nice point of beginning.
A beginning, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also a plus for you, they'll have a lot of this corona virus figured out because schools are being real iffy right now.
Right,
about
going back.
Yeah.
Well, they are, but they're in financial despair. So
yeah.
They're trying to figure out ways to keep going.
Right.
Yes.
So I hope that helps with your question.
That.
And that definitely is what the cards are showing for you.
And part two of your card reading is coming up, angel card reading.
Yay.
Yep, you're ready.
That's not working for me. Okay, let me shuffle again.
That would quickly would be great.
Okay, I'm going to give me a one moment here. You guys were just too quick.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Your angel card is gifts from God. We angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
So it sounds like those two things he's looking at are going to go that way.
I think they're hand in hand.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to fall right into place.
Her proactiveness is going to reward her.
Like that.
Yes. It's better to not tag. It's better to go out there and start things.
I agree.
I like that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you, and please call us again.
All right, we got quickie. We're down to a few minutes.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carrie. We'll get to talk to you soon.
Hit up one of email readings. We have Denise in Boston would like a reading. What is blocking her abundance right now?
Oh.
And that's all I got because it's an email reading, so.
Okay.
Let's
so
do it.
What is blocking
her abundance? And we've got like about 3 minutes ish.
All right.
So this will be a speed reading. Ooh.
It will. And remember, these answers to your questions come from the reading itself. I mean, I can't really throw my two cents in there.
We can, and we can't communicate to get more information. So it is what it is based on the information we got and the limited time, too. And that would be great if you got your angel card.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
You ready with your card?
I know. Thank you. I don't want to do it too soon. I like it to come together. And
yeah,
I literally gave us this enough paper for the notes here. Exactly the amount of time. I'm just saying. I don't know how that.
Well, I think this has been a very interesting show, and there seems to have been a thread running through the whole of it.
I like it.
What I'm seeing for Denise, now this is just what my cards tell me, is lack of confidence, lack of faith, that you need to just plunge, you know, out there with everything you've got, manifest every sort of, what would you call it?
Good stuff.
For abundance.
Positive thinking.
Positive, yes.
Glass has got to be half full.
And to believe that it's coming.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. If we're kind of iffy about it, well, then what we get back is going to be iffy too. But I definitely feel that with the shift in the way she's thinking is going to really open those floodgates. Kaboom! And there it's going to come. And really have faith and have confidence.
Right. Your angel card reading, I really like this. I've been really liking this card today. Go outside, get some fresh air, connect with nature to relieve stress and gain new creative ideas.
And boy, that is a good place for that.
It is.
You know, a nice
actually,
walk,
right, yeah, that's the best place for
walk
that.
Walk through nature, and you'd be amazed what you come back with.
Been quarantined for 4 billion years, you need to get your butt outside to think positive.
So positive energy.
I guess we're at the end of our show.
It's time to say goodbye.
Everybody, thank you. Remember, we don't script anything. We let you lead us where
I
you want to go.
I think you can leave that pretty easily.
I bet. But without any of you, we don't have a show. Now, this, I got to put this out there before they, you know, turn the lights off in here. But my grandmother always said, to dream is to believe. And once you believe, all things are possible. Think about that. I'll see you next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, everybody. We love you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997.
Next on News for the Soul Radio, it's time for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. Dee is an American actress best known for her role as Elliot's mother in Steven Spielberg's film E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Dee began her channeled healing work over 20 years after the sudden death of her husband. She dropped to her knees and asked for a way we could heal ourselves. Seconds later, she received her first message. She has passionately been teaching the art of self-creation ever since. Please welcome Dee Wallace. Back to News for the Soul.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you fabulous, amazing, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Oh, I've got bunches of information for you, bunches and bunches, and it's exciting. It's everybody's kind of like blowing into their big thing, and interestingly enough, everybody's big thing is everybody's big thing. Oh, look at the surprise on our face, right? So I do want to remind you before we get started, press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again. We'll lose you on the switchboard. And our webinar, our ego webinar, is this Tuesday. And you're going to want to be there. One of the pieces of information that they gave me to give you today –